As we've reported, the city is considering buying down 50% of the project, with the Sweeney brothers leaving the Treasure Partnership. That would cost $30 million, the bulk of it proposed as a $24 million bond going to the voters this fall. At last week's council meeting, resident Tom Fay asked just who produced the assessment that half of the project is worth $30 million. The mayor had this response on KPCW.
You know, that comes from prior discussions and offers we know they've received and declined, but really it's set by the seller.
So that's saying that the property in its whole was worth $60 million or perhaps even more if it had no development on it?
Yeah, there was never an option on the table where we could purchase the entire property. They weren't interested in selling the entire property. This was a $30 million is what it costs to take one set of the partnership out and the 50% reduction in square footage. But when we brought up the topic of a full buy down, they made it very clear that wasn't possible. And if it was possible, it would be at an astronomical price.
The remaining entity in the project, Park City 2, is proposing to build a boutique hotel and 18 single family homes. Rich Wyman asked the council if the arrangement will make the city a partner in the project or bind it to the development in some way.
No, I have no idea where Rich got that from, and he talked about it quite a bit, but that is not at all the case. We are in our normal role, and we are working with the developer, and Rich talked about the city absorbing cost overruns, and that is not the case. We pay for our density buy-down, and then the developer is on their own with their construction costs.
So if the project goes belly up, what happens to our $30 million?
Well, we would still have the buy-down if it goes belly up. Nothing changes with that.
Another question is just how much total bonded indebtedness the city's facing, since voters have previously approved 7 bonds for Bonanza Flat, walkability, and open space. Mayor Bierman said the total bond load is $6.4 million annually. Approval of the Treasure bond would add another $1.9 million. But he added that of the previous bonds, some $1.5 million will be retired in the next year and a half, and over 50% of the indebtedness will be retired within 7 years. He also explained what the cost will be for a city residence.
For a primary residence, if your home is assessed at a $1 million value, many of our homes are assessed well below what their market value is, so we use that as a benchmark. I believe it's $90 a year.
And that's the assessed valuation.
If the assessed valuation is $1 million, if that's what your tax assessment says, then it would be an additional $90 per year or $90 per million of assessed value primary residents.
Park City Mayor Andy Bierman. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.